Lucy is my best friend. Her father had a severe brain aneurysm just before Christmas this past year. He ended up in a coma and just woke up about 13 days ago. Lucy and her family were so excited when he woke up fairly healthy and energetic, considering the circumstances. However, they quickly discovered that he thinks it's 2010. Lucy and I are both 23. In 2010, we were 13. Lucy was a dancer as a kid. She stopped dancing when we finished high school. One of her dad's first questions was, "What happened?" We were just at Lucy's recital. Everyone assumed that he was just delirious at first, but it became obvious fast that he doesn't remember anything from the last decade. Lucy has an older brother who within the last 10 years has gotten married and had a child of his own. Their dad does not recognize her brother's wife because they had not met prior to 2010, so he had no idea that he was a grandpa. It was heartbreaking listening to her tell me this. Lucy and her brother are 6 years apart. In between those 6 years, before Lucy was born, their parents had a baby that lived for only 5 weeks in the NICU. The craziest part of this whole thing is that her dad doesn't know they lost that baby, and he has memories of his dead child's whole life. He asked where Duncan was, and they sadly had to tell him, "Dad, remember Duncan died when he was a baby?" Lucy's dad was completely dumbfounded. He has protested that Duncan played hockey, loved dinosaurs, was doing a co-op for the military, and he wanted to be a firefighter when he finished high school. None of these memories lined up with Lucy's older, living brother, so they ruled out the possibility he was mixing the two sons up. He remembers raising Duncan from birth to a 17-year-old boy, which is how old Duncan would have been in 2010 if he didn't die in infancy. He knew Duncan's actual birthday and told everyone that he went with Duncan to buy his first used car that day. He has fabricated memories of his dead son during the time that he remembers everything else perfectly. All his other memories from 1961 when he was born to 2010 are crystal clear and accurate. But this detail of remembering a whole life that never had the chance to exist is freaking everyone out. He is literally grieving a son right now that he already grieved 27 years ago when he actually died. He's devastated. We are wondering if this is some supernatural thing. As in, did baby Duncan give his dad memories during a time when his brain was not with the current world? Has anyone else ever heard of anything like this? I had a dream that I was back in high school at the beginning of first year. Everything was exactly the same, except I had the memories of my life after high school. In the dream, I told all of my class that I was from the future, but no one would believe me. Only one friend, who was very, very smart, said that time travel is theoretically possible. This is where it gets weird. When I told my friends about it, their jaws dropped. They said that back in junior year, I was acting weird one day, asking time travel questions. That I said I come from the future. They also said that I was somehow out of it. That I was there, but at the same time, I kinda wasn't. I saw the shock in their eyes when I told them what I dreamed. They even recounted some of the details in the dream that I did not tell them. The weirdest thing is that I barely remember that day. I remember some of the stuff that also happened in the dream, but that day is kind of foggy to me. I don't know, my friends may be joking with me, but I have known them for 15 years, and I know their genuine reaction when I see one. To cut the long story short, I had been asleep for 3 days due to a head injury that I sustained in my home. In those 3 days, I have lived to be 21 years old. It's very difficult to explain, but here's how it goes. I was a Caucasian Filipino boy living in Manila. I had 2 siblings and a single mother. I was also an athlete. I was a scholar in college due to the fact that I was a great one. My sport was track and field. Everything seemed so real. I had family members who loved me and would tell me stories of how I was as a child. How they would talk to me in my mother's womb. I remember speaking to them in the Filipino language, and now I cannot even understand what the words mean. I would also browse Reddit in my free time. What gives me chills is that I have also subscribed to this exact thread. And in my time in the Philippines, the year and the date is the same as it is now. It is only delayed for a day because I am now back to being a 29-year-old Mexican boy. I also had a girlfriend. My first girlfriend and I were madly in love. I remember courting her and going to the mall with her in Manila. What is also driving me crazy is when I searched online for the malls that we've been to, it all exists, even the restaurants. I remember losing my virginity to her and going to other places with her. I also remember having fights with my brother, fights with strangers when I go to clubs. The pain is very real, and I had four best buddies who would always smoke weed with me. I graduated in high school and had a pet cat. Everything was fucking real. I also had fucking dreams, and I talked to my friends about death and if God existed. We were Catholics, and it was a very conservative country. Everything was fucking real. Until one time, I was drinking with my buddies at a bar when we got in a fight. There was this dude who hit me in the head, and everything went dark. I woke up with a very painful neck and the most painful headache I have felt. I was in the hospital. The first person I saw was my sister and my cousin. They told me that I was unconscious for 3 days. During this time, I was having a panic attack because I was so confused and terrified and was thinking if it was because of the medications inside my body or what. I was just discharged 4 days ago and I am now having suicidal thoughts. I cannot tell reality from fiction anymore. I want to tell my family about it, but I don't think they're the type to believe and would generally disregard it. I do not know what to do, and I do not know what happened. There's more I want to say, but I can't really put everything into words. Everything was real, and now everything is real again. Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.